Hi, George. George, thank you so much for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director. Tara, of course, wanted me to get on the line, get you the details of the service, how it works,
Yes.
what's included, answer any questions that you have. And then, because it's still a young company, she wanted me to apply that new in business rate and make it even more affordable for you. Happy Monday, by the way.
Right.
How's your day going so far?
It's a Monday, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, it is another Monday. Well, George, you know, I do have your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map, right? That PAC result that pops up right near the top of the
I
page.
am.
Yeah, of course. I mean,
Yep.
it's where we all go as consumers when we need something but don't really know who to call. And for you, especially being that this is a young company, that's the real power of this particular listing. Your potential customers will not need to already know the name of your business, but they'll certainly find you when they go on Google and go on Bing and type in any of the keywords related to the services that you provide. I mean, as long as they're in that 25-mile radius. And of course, our job is to make sure that not only are you one of those options, but that people have the reasons to pick up the phone and call you. Now, there's not currently a website for your business, right?
Correct.
That's okay. That's okay. We don't expect our younger companies to already have a website. Now, we offer our services on a month-to-month basis. We certainly do want you to see success right from the very beginning, and we do know that a lot of potential customers do like to look at a website. They want to know that you're in the area providing the service that they need. They want to see before and after photos and things like that. So we do know that you'll be a lot more successful with a website attached to your listing on that first page. And for our younger companies, sometimes they'll allow me to include a website at no additional cost. So I'm making that request right now to our supervisor, and if he does approve it, it means that we would build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost, just to ensure that you'll get more phone calls, quality calls, people who will have had the opportunity to make that conscious and informed, educated decision to call you directly. Because, of course, you use Google. You know you will never be the only company that pops up when someone's looking, for example, like spring cleanup or lawn care, lawn maintenance, lawn mowing. And, of course, not everyone will decide to call you. But that's okay. That's a good thing, George. I mean, you're not going to be getting calls from people who don't really know what they're looking for. They're just calling around looking for the cheapest guy or looking for estimates. But like I said, you'll get calls from people that will have seen your website first. So by the time they decide to start dialing your phone number, they really do want to work with you. So it's a very high conversion rate. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a flat rate. You do qualify for reduced pricing. The new in business rate is actually by far the lowest rate that we offer to the public. It's actually a little bit more than 50% off the normal cost of the service, and it's not like an introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you later on. In fact, as long as you keep the service, that reduced rate will stay with you as long as you stay with us. Saving you $200 a month brings the rate down from what would have otherwise been $399 a month to just $199. Now, $199, George, would be the exact amount, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, big jobs or small, 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month. It's just a flat rate. Now, is it strictly like lawn care, lawn maintenance, spring cleanups? Do you do like other services as well? Landscape install, or even like appliance repair install, general handyman services.
Oh yeah, I'm general handyman. So I mean, I got everything from minor and like even moderate electrical jobs,
Okay.
all the way to like, you know, faucets and showers.
Got it.
I don't really do any. I don't really like to touch drywall because I've never been really good at it. But
Yeah, okay.
appliances, you know, all types of just general around the house stuff that not a lot of people do.
Nice. Yeah. And see, the best part about that, I mean, first of all, you're not going to be limited by keyword or search phrase. As long as it's a service that you want to provide and be found for and get calls for, we'll create the content. I mean, obviously on your website, but also on all the additional destination directories, submissions that Google looks for, indexes, and ultimately uses to determine what businesses they'll display on that first page. So all of that content, like a website, will talk about your services and your service area. That way, people will be able to find you. Now, are you doing any commercial work at all, like light commercial, or are you just keeping to residential for now?
Nah, sticking to mainly residential.
That's fine. That's perfect. That's actually the position we're trying to fill. The reason I even ask is that we do very targeted marketing. So we want you to get the right types of phone calls from the right people for the right services you provide. And, of course, within that 25-mile radius, we can target specific cities, big and small, specific zip codes, even specific neighborhoods where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found by those residential clients. Now, I'm sure you've got questions for me, but at least on the surface, being that it's designed to get your phone ringing directly on that month-to-month basis, especially if I can get the website included at no additional cost, I'm sure that's something that you would want for your business, right?
Yeah, I would want that. Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Google it, right? It's kind of what we say, and it's what we do, and it's the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet. And every new customer that finds you online does become someone who can use your services again for a different project, even like right away when they find out all the different things that you can do. You know, you can keep getting jobs from that same client. And of course, they can recommend you to their friends and family. And that's huge. I mean, you just haven't really been around long enough for traditional word of mouth to be much of a factor. But every new client that finds you on Google or Bing does become someone who can begin a new word of mouth chain for you. Now, you'll get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll always know exactly how much work you're getting, where that work's coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each individual search. Now, most of the time, George, you're just going to get calls directly to you. Everything has the click-to-call feature. Customers will call you directly. Your website will have a contact form, so residential customers can tell you where they live, what they're looking to have done, when they would want you to come out. Anytime they fill out that form, you would get a text message as well as an email. So you always know right away when someone is trying to contact you. And whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still that flat rate, George. You're not going to pay extra for those leads either. Anything they type into that form will kind of repopulate on your tracking and reporting system, so you'll know how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, even who to follow up with. Now, did you have any questions for me at this point?
No, I don't.
Okay. Now, when we get your phone ringing, is this the number you want your customers to call? Is this the business number, at least for now?
I actually have a better business number.
Okay.
I have a separate line dedicated just for that.
So this is a good number for us to reach you regarding your account, but not the number you want on your website.
Correct.
And what is that business number then?
Just a second.
Sure.
Still memorizing it.
That's okay.
It's a 630.
Mm-hmm.
733.
Okay.
8578.
So I have 630-733-8578.
630-733-8578, yep.
Okay, perfect. So that'll be the business number. That'll be the number that's on your website, your Google listing, the Bing listing, all the destinations and directories that we'll create as well. We'll have that number on there. We'll keep the 5978 number as the number that we've got as the best number to reach you, but of course the business number would be there as well. Now, as far as the email address goes, like I said, most of the time you just get direct phone calls. When someone fills out that contact form, you get the text as well as the email. If it's a business email, we'll list it physically on your website. If it's more of like a personal email, it would be hidden. No one would even need to see it, but it would still be attached to your contact form. George, what's a good email address either for you or for your business?
So for the business, it's gsgeneralrepairs@gmail.com.
Okay. You said G's like G and then S, right?
Correct.
Okay. GeneralRepairs@gmail.com. Now, is the name of the business actually G's General Repairs and Maintenance? Is that how you would want the business to appear online?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And the and between the repairs and maintenance, that's the ampersand, right? The symbol for the word and, not the A-N-D spelled out?
I have it spelled out.
You do have it spelled out. Okay, interesting. One thing that Tara sent over here, and she found it when she was looking for a website for you, was the Angie Lead. Angie's Home Advisor powered by Angie's. They had it with the ampersand. That's why I was asking. That's a very different service, right? The pay-per-lead service. Have you had it long enough to kind of get leads and try to follow up with them? Do you know if that service is working for you?
I don't think it's working for me. I'm actually trying to cancel it.
Oh, really?
When you guys called up, yeah.
Oh, no kidding. No kidding. Well, I am familiar with that service. I mean, going back to, you know, 5 years ago now that it's been Angie Leads, kind of the combination of Angie's List and Home Advisor. But if you go back far enough, it was Home Advisor even about 10 years ago. It was called Service Magic. It's the same exact company. They just kind of change ownership, change branding. But I've talked to quite a few businesses over the years that have used that particular service. And especially for younger and smaller companies like yours, you know, a shared lead system where you pay for the same lead that gets sent out to a few of your competitors, whether you get the job or not, whether someone else gets the job or not, even when no one gets the job, you all still pay for that lead. So, I'm not totally surprised to hear you say that you aren't really loving that service. But this is completely different. You know, even if you're seeing some success with that service, a lot of my clients, in fact, I think most business owners prefer to get calls directly to them. And you probably would have scaled back on your leads anyway once we got your phone ringing. Now, Tara never did get your last name, George.
It's Shad, S-C-H-A-A-D, as in Delta.
Okay, so S-C-H-A-A-D. And then, Mr. Shad, like I said, most of the time you just get phone calls directly to you from your customers, but when we contact you regarding your account, we'll use phone, text, and email. Emails, unless they're your preferred method of contact, are usually reserved for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records. Did you, though, George, have a preference as to how we contact you, phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
It doesn't matter. Those are all fun.
Perfect, yeah. There's going to be a little bit of kind of redundancy, a little overlap. You know, like if we call you, we don't reach you, we'll leave a message, send a text, that type of thing. Oh, the other thing I wanted to ask you, too, and correct me if I'm wrong, your business is, in fact, service-based, meaning that you only go out to the customer, right? No one ever comes to you. There would not be, like, a showroom, brick-and-mortar location that you would want us to promote for your business online?
I'm sorry, can you say that one more time?
Yeah, like customers do not come to you, right? You go out to the customer.
No.
Okay.
Right.
Because, again, with the Angie's, and I'm guessing it's your home address, 901 Joanne Lane, is that your residence?
1901, yeah, that's my residence.
1901, yeah. Well, you know, obviously Google doesn't want someone to drive out there any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. And Google totally expects service-based businesses to be run from the home or kind of out of the truck. I mean, even if you had an office where you did your paperwork or like a shop where you kept your equipment, since customers don't come to you, Google doesn't want to list any physical street address. In fact, you'll just be kind of PIN verified in city and state, not even a zip code, and certainly not any physical street address. And like I said, that 25-mile radius is something that we can easily cover and get you those phone calls. Now, oh, hang on one second. I just got a chime. I hope it is my supervisor. It is. Let me pull it up real quick. That says, Paul, for this still fairly new company, I would be more than willing to approve your request to include a website at no additional cost, as I'm looking forward to helping this young company grow and thrive in a digital age where just about everyone goes online looking for the services that they need. So it would be that flat rate of $199. The website would be included. Now, normally there's going to be a setup fee here, but I want to make that setup fee as affordable for you as I can. You are a young company, and there's also, if I can just find it in that drop-down box, man, there's a lot of stuff. There it is. There's a promo code in here, and it's not really specifically for Angie's. It's just for someone who has recently or even is still currently spent advertising dollars elsewhere. It just allows me to reduce the cost of the setup fee by an amount of my choosing. I might normally take, you know, 20 or even 50% off of that setup fee, but I do know that with Angie's, it is a pretty expensive service. And while I can't get that money back, I can definitely do right by your company and get your phone ringing. Now, like I said, that setup fee is normally $299. It helps us cover the cost, not of the website, but all of the additional content that we have to create. But I am going to take basically 66%. I'll take $199 off of that setup fee. It would just be a one-time setup fee of $100. It would only attach to that first month, of course. Every month after that would be that flat rate of $199. The maintenance and updating of the website's included. In fact, everything's included. No taxes, fees, surcharges, lead fees. You're not paying per click, call, lead, or job. Not a percentage of your profits or anything like that. I think overall it's going to be more affordable for you than Angie's, and I certainly know it's going to be more profitable for you. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, George, I would do a couple of things. One, Mr. Schott, I'd be looking at what we call our client interview calendar. That's to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. We can even do that today. There is a 5 o'clock still available. It takes about 25, 30 minutes. Our technician's going to want to kind of do that deep dive into all the different services that you want to provide, everywhere you want to provide those services, anything like a mission statement or motto, tagline, slogan, what's unique about your business. If you want us to say knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. George, if there's a logo for your company, we'll use it. If not, we will create one for you with your suggestions, and we do take care of all of that in that follow-up call, although you don't need to be in front of a computer for that call. The other thing that is required of us, because we are Google partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually would get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we've reduced both the cost of the service as well as the setup fee, that we are, in fact, with my supervisor's approval, going to include that custom website for you at no additional cost. George, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I'm actually required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yeah, I'm just thinking, I was just getting rid of Angie's lead because of the cost, and I don't even know if I can do that cost right now. Like, I just don't think I can do that.
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, we'll try to make it affordable for you. I mean, that's why I was requesting that the website be included. And, I mean, I know that with any form of advertising, it's the return on investment that is the most important part of that ROI equation. It's the money that you're making back from the advertising dollars that you're spending. And I certainly know that you'd be successful with something like this. Although I am also aware of, you know, the fact that, especially for a young company, the investment part of it is pretty important too. I mean, I know your advertising dollars are not growing on a tree in the backyard for you, and that's probably the main reason why Angie's is not really viable for you. It's the paying for the leads, and that does get pretty pricey. The companies that do best with something like that are the bigger companies that, first of all, get to the leads right away and also can absorb the hit-miss ratio. I mean, a lot of times you get, you know, 5, 6, 8 leads that don't turn into work before you get the one that does, and I know that for a smaller company, that that definitely becomes cost prohibitive. George, I did just send a text message out to you. The name of our company is Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website. We've been around, like I said, for almost 20 years. The link I sent out to you was localsplash.com/SEO-packages. If you can put me on speakerphone and open that up, at the top of it, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. While you're looking at this, I'm actually sending my supervisor a request. I'm kind of just telling him that you were using Angie's and that it was a pretty expensive service for you, that you're looking to find something that's better and also more affordable. I'm asking if I can waive the whole setup fee, save you that extra $100 and drop it down to just the $199 out the door. Now, were you able to open up that text message? At the top of it, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Are you able to see that?
Yep.
So you're going to be able to track your success. Like I said, you'll have 24/7 access. We call it your client dashboard. One of the things that you would be able to do that I did not mention is monitor your reviews. And you'll have reviews on multiple platforms. Again, we create everything that Google indexes. Most of those directories or submissions allow someone to write a review, whether the review is on Google or Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Foursquare, Superpages. It will repopulate on your tracking system. So in one place, you can request reviews, respond to reviews. You can have us respond to reviews for you if you wanted to. We would do that at no additional cost. Like I said, we've been around since 2004. We will celebrate our 20th anniversary just a little bit later on this year. You would definitely be in good hands. I mean, 20 years is a long time for any company, and certainly for a younger industry like search engine optimization and putting businesses on the internet, that is a long time. 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. Obviously, it's a month-to-month service, so we have to keep your phone ringing to earn your business and have you be a satisfied client. Our clients do love the service, and nobody cancels on profit. If it makes dollars, it makes sense. And being listed in that exact moment when someone in your area is looking for someone who does what you do, that's going to be profitable for you. Below that blue tinted picture, it says Google Ads Partner, and below that is a box that says Google Partner with a colorful Google G inside it. George, you can click anywhere in that box. It's not just copy and pasted off of the internet. That is actually our official badge of authenticity provided to us by Google. And if you click on it, it goes to google.com/partner. So right on Google's website, you can see that Local Splash is indeed a Google partner, and that makes all the difference in the world. Google does regularly make changes to their map algorithm or their PAC algorithm. Mostly they just want us to create additional directories. Sometimes they want us to take certain directories down. Whatever those changes are, they let us know ahead of the time, so we always have the right content to keep you on that first page. And of course, that's where your customers are going to find you and call you. Now, we are talking about the pro package here. It says $399 with the $299 setup fee. Like I said, I've got that down to $199. I'm trying to waive the entire setup fee. And instead of the landing page, I did upgrade that to the optimized website that you see on those packages towards the far right. And if you're telling me, look, I've got 5 crews, we go 50, 100 miles, then we'd be talking about some of those other packages. But for you, keeping it pretty local and basically being a one-man show, this pro package is ideal for you. There are some bells and whistles on the other packages that I can actually include, as long as it's just costing us time to create and not money that we'd have to pay for, like, pay-per-click ads, then I can add that to you as well. Now, if I can get the one-time setup fee waived and just do $199 out the door, to be honest with you, we'd have to keep your business for a few months. The reason it's $399 with the $299 setup fee, even with the landing page and not the website, that's about what we would spend on that package to on our end in time and resources. So, you know, it is month-to-month. We're not even going to be locking you into a contract long enough to cover our costs, because we know that our clients keep the service. It's profitable to be on that first page. So certainly your success is our success, and we do look long-term. Actually, geez, it's coming up really quick. April 17th will be my 11-year anniversary with this company. I've actually got clients that have been with me from almost the very beginning. As a company, though, we've got clients that have been with us even longer than I have, 12, 14, 16, 18 years. Like I said, it makes money to be on that first page. So, I mean, I'd almost want to just ask for forgiveness later versus permission now. I did make that request, but I'm still waiting on it. If I could do the $199 out the door with the website included, I mean, that's got to be fair enough for you to give us the opportunity to get this going for you and earn your business 1 month at a time, right?
I could see that. The only issue that I'm seeing is, again, I mean, and it's not the cost that's, it's not the upfront cost that's killing me. It's,
yeah. Well, I mean, it's designed to get your phone ringing, and it's designed to happen quickly. I mean, it takes about 5 or 7 business days for us to build out your website, and, I mean, it is month to month, so we certainly need to get your phone ringing even in that first month. There's no way we'd be able to keep our doors open for almost 20 years if we regularly offered our services below what it cost us to provide for our clients, as we would be doing here. But, you know, like I said, I wouldn't be offering it to you below our cost if I didn't already know you'd be successful with something like this. In fact, my heart goes out to you. Every time I talk to somebody who tells me that they were trying Angie's, or even if it was like Thumbtack or Networks or Craftjack or any of those, you know, shared lead services, I mean, they're all about the same. You pay for a lead, that same lead goes to your competitors. The only thing that really changes is how much the lead costs and how many of your competitors get that same lead. But for smaller companies, those lead-based services usually don't work out. But it's not the companies on the first page of Google that are the biggest or have been around the longest or do the best job in town. As long as you're on the first page, you can get phone calls, and the businesses on that first page are really only there because they've got the right content online. So it's an opportunity for a small and new company to kind of be competitive in an industry where just about everyone goes on Google looking for the service that they need. This is something that's going to get your phone ringing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm speechless. I mean, because like you said, it's in a world that we're in now with all digital, and it's very, very, very important to have my foot in the door, you know, as a small company starting out, you know, especially in like this really, really competitive website based, you know.
It's hard to get out there. You know, most business owners understand the importance of a website. And some business owners go the wrong route. You know, they'll spend thousands and thousands of dollars on a website through like a web developer. They wait many, many months for that website to happen. And if it's not on that first page of Google, most of the potential customers don't see it. Most websites out there are like the equivalent of a digital business card. You have to tell people the name of the company, or if they've been around for 20 years and get, you know, recommendations from other customers, then someone can look it up and find that website. But for you, especially being a young company, you know, having a website on the first page of Google, that's the most important thing. And that's our specialty, and has been for over 20 years. We do still really pride ourselves on working with small and medium-sized companies. That's kind of always been our bread and butter. We do have nationwide chains that have been working with us. Extra Space Storage is one of our longest-standing clients. They've been with us since summer of 2008, so that's quite a long time. A major player in the self-storage industry, mostly in the Southwest and the West, but all over the United States, almost 1,500 self-storage locations. When they started with us, they only had a handful of self-storage locations. Obviously, we've helped them to grow. I'm not trying to tell you that you're going to have multiple locations or even hire more guys, even if it just stays you. If all you do is kind of scale back or stop paying for every single lead that comes your way and have that flat rate as an out-the-door cost, I mean, it's a lot easier to budget for than a lead-based service. As you found out, it depends on how many leads you get. It depends on how much each lead costs. With this, no matter how many calls or jobs, it's the same flat rate, that $199. I actually did get that return from my supervisor, and he did say to go ahead and waive that setup fee. So, I mean, obviously, you know, I've been around for almost 11 years. Usually when I ask for something, I can get it accomplished here. I'm trying to get this Angie leads or Home Advisor or whatever they want to call themselves kind of out of your mind and so far in your rearview mirror that you're not even looking back anymore, you know?
Right. No, I get it. It's so fresh still that it just hurts every time I think about it. I'm like, because they really...
I hear
like,
you.
You know,
boy, I tell you, I know.
They sold it, and now it's like, shit, costing me more than I'm making, you know?
I get it. I completely get it. And, you know, like I said, I've been doing this a long time, and I've been talking to business owners that tried something and it didn't work. But, I mean... You have to keep on trying, you know. I don't know if you've got a significant other, but I'm guessing if you do, it's not the first person you dated, right? You probably dated a lot of people that cost you more than you got back from it. And we're not trying to marry you, you know. It's month to month for a good reason, you know. We got to get it going, got to earn your business, but you know, like a toddler trying to learn how to walk, you know, we fall on our face or we fall on our backside, but if we don't decide to keep on trying until we get it, we'd all still be crawling around in the mud, right? So, I mean, I'm not saying you know, that it's anything like that, but I wouldn't want you to miss the opportunity simply because you had a bad experience with a completely different service.
I really want to say yes, let's do this, but I don't
Great.
Think that I don't think I can right now. I don't think I'm able to commit to that. Just
your commitment is $199 and the opportunity to see it working. You know, it's totally month to month. Like you said, it's really not the initial investment that's going to be so hard for you, but it's the idea of spending $199 every month. And I totally get that. But I mean, it's meant to pay for itself. It has to, or it doesn't work out for us either, you know. So, I mean, that would be the initial investment out the door. I waived your setup fee and cut the cost of the service in half. So, I mean, I know that you'd be successful with it. I mean, we would just have to get it going. I mean, like I said, it only takes about 5 or 7 business days for us to finish out your website. So everything gets done quickly. We have been Google partners since the beginning of that partnership program, so we can expedite things and get things done that even most SEO companies wouldn't even know how to do. So, I mean... You know, I don't ever say it, but I do hear some of the other pricing directors say something along the lines of, you know, if you give us just 1% of your faith and trust and that first month to earn the rest, you're going to be glad that you did. I mean, I think it sounds way too corny and kind of salesy, but I mean, it's true. You know, I've got clients that didn't think they could do it. I mean, I can recount stories, you know, guys that were going through a divorce or whatever the case might be. They were strapped for cash and, you know, they found that, you know, well, they realized if you put it on a credit card, you're not even paying the initial thing right away. I mean, first of all, you usually got a week or two left in your billing cycle and then 3 weeks after that to get that first payment. And even if all you can do is make the minimum, by then you're already well into that second month and getting phone calls and it's paying for itself. So, and I definitely know that the service does work. You just have to give it a chance.
Yeah, I want to because I want to see this work out.
Well, I mean, it won't work if you don't try it. I mean, Wayne Gretzky, I think, said it best, and I love it. I mean, you have to extrapolate to your own life, but he says you always miss 100% of the shots you don't take, you know? You have to take a shot.
Yeah, I also just have to remember that even if I take a shot on this, you know, next week I've got all my bills coming out all in the first of the month, and I got to remember that I got to have the money to pay those bills as much as I want this way.
But this is your livelihood, right? This is how you pay your bills and how you live your life. And, I mean, Tara put in the notes, you're trying to take it full time. That's the goal. I mean, this would help you get to that next level.
Yeah, I have a full-time job that I work throughout the week, but I do work on weekends and in the evenings.
Okay.
So,
I mean, even more important to let go of something like Angie's where, you know, you might not get to it right away and someone else gets to it ahead of you. I mean, this is completely different. You know, you get phone calls and, you know, if you miss the call, it doesn't cost you anything. It's not like Angie's where you just spent $30 and you tried to call someone, they didn't even answer the phone, right? So I know it's going to save you money. I honestly don't think I'm even asking you to dig deeper into your pockets for additional advertising dollars. I mean, if you stop using Angie's, this is going to be more affordable for you, you know?
Yep, I agree that it is definitely more affordable by a long shot.
Absolutely. And it's designed to work. I mean, at this point, and I mean, you know, we'd have to get your phone ringing and keep it ringing and keep you a satisfied client, which I know that we would be able to do, but the $199 doesn't even cover the cost of the website, right? And we're including that website,
right,
too. I know. I mean, I get it. I mean, for everyone, you know, you've got bills looming over your head, and there's never more than enough. You know, you're lucky if there's enough and a little bit left over for you to buy a burger every now and then. But, I mean, you know, I do know that in life it's usually the decisions that we don't take, you know, the regrets that we have from opportunities that slip past us. That's usually what gets to us, you know. I mean, you try, you fail, you learn your lesson, you move on, right? But if you don't even try at all, you always wonder what could have happened, how would things have been different if I had tried that, right? Or done that or gone down that path. I know that the $199 is not going to break the bank, right? But once we get your website going and get your phone ringing, it could be a game changer for you. I mean, if actually going full time, maybe even getting those guys that help you out now and then to be, you know, regularly employed or at least, you know, working for you when you need the extra help. I mean, this is going to help you. This is going to help you get more phone calls. And with all of the different services that you provide, I mean, I've got guys that just do one thing, man. All they do is pressure washing or something like that, right? But, I mean, you do so many different things, you're definitely going to get phone calls.
Yeah, that's true.
And every new customer, let's say someone says, you know, I need to have a door installed or something like that. And you go out there and you just happen to see, oh, you got a couple of loose boards that are falling off on your fence. Well, I could repair that too, you know. I mean, just being in someone's house or even just getting someone on the phone, I mean, that's huge for you, you know. And having those opportunities to take on those new customers, build lasting relationships once they see the quality of the work that you do. And, you know, they can see that even on the photos that we'd have on your website. That's why they'd want to hire you in the first place. But once you go out there and do, even if it's a small job, and people are going to like that service. I mean, having a general handyman, like you said, for the stuff that most people can't do but need to have done, once you start those relationships, those are people that are going to hire you again and again and start recommending you to their friends. That's going to be huge for you.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what do you say? You want to give it a shot month to month? That $199, that's your initial investment out the door.
Yeah, fuck it. Let's do it.
Okay, George. George, I did get all the information from before, your phone number, your email address, and everything else. Like I said, I have to read the voice verification before I even ask for that form of payment. And it's going to be $199 as an out-the-door cost, no setup, website included. Give me just one second then, George, to get that set up. Okay. Mr. Schott, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, George. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It does say, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
G's General Repairs and Maintenance.
And that's how I have that with the and being spelled out, A-N-D. Mr. Shad, please state your name and your official title within the business.
George Shad, owner, CEO, operator.
Okay. And George, as the owner, CEO, and operator for G's General Repairs and Maintenance, of course, you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
I am.
Of course. Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. Again, of course, non-contractual means no contract, completely at will. Now, it does say the billing information that you would be using for our services, of course, you would be an authorized user on that account as well?
Agreed, yes.
Okay. And then it says to get results as fast as possible, it's very important that you are also actively involved in your campaign. It is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are able to contact you. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, text messages, emails coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Shad, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Of course.
Perfect, yeah. As long as you answer your phone, you're going to do well with the service. Now it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, George, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. We are, of course, already aware of the Angies and that you may cancel that. There's no conflict either way. The reason we ask, though, is all of the additional content that we'll be creating for your company. Of course, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or perhaps even more important is that we'll always make sure, right down to the A-N-D spelled out, for example, that all of your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're definitely not saying you cannot hire someone else. Of course, you will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, George, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is accurate. Mr. Shad, that's fair enough, right?
That is fair enough.
Perfect. We'll actually do what's called the NAPW audit. Stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create that website for you. As I mentioned, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that the information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply with my supervisor's approval as well, with it being month-to-month and the website included, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which we'll actually waive altogether here, will be charged today's date, the 25th of March, in the very reduced total amount of just $199.00. Again, George, that $199 is a fixed flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount, no taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fee whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, and all of the additional relevant directories. In this case, George, we will also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That website, Mr. Shad, is included at no additional cost, which again means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 25th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $199. Again, that rate will never go up. As I mentioned, it is completely at will, no contract, which of course means you can stop at any time for any reason. No questions asked, no fees involved. If you end up getting more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation, if necessary, you can even pause the service seasonally. You can pause the service at any time by simply contacting our client support team. All that we would request, though, to prevent the charge to the next month, George, is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date, and that, Mr. Shad, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. George, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do, yes.
Okay. Mr. Shad, that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What works best for you, sir?
It'll be a Visa.
On that particular card, George, is it your name, the business name, or both?
My name.
Any middle initial or just first and last?
P is the middle initial.
P like Paul, not T like Tom?
P like Paul, correct.
Okay, perfect. And then you said that was a Visa card, George. That should start with a 4. All Visa cards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Okay, it's 4430.
Yes, sir.
4500.
Okay.
3385.
All right.
2962.
And then the expiration month and year?
0125.
01 of 2025, and then the last three digits on the back of the card?
544.
544. So I've got 544, 544 on the back, and then 01 of 2025 for the expiration date. Was the card itself 4430, 4500, 3385, 2962?
Yes.
Does that bill at the 1901 Joanne Lane, 61821?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Shad, in about a minute here, you'll receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there, but if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
I don't have a pen handy on me. But,
that's okay.
I'll keep an eye out for that email.
Yeah, you'll get it by email. The text message also has the link that you can navigate to our website. It does have our company phone number, and then it's just option one or extension one for client support. You will get that by way of email in about a minute. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. That is Central Time. And, of course, you can email the support team 24/7. The email address will be on there as well. If you email the support team, they'll follow up with you within that following business day or the next day if they receive that email after hours. You'll receive all of that information by way of email as well as an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. George, that's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. And when you receive either the text or the email, please do let me know. I did just want to walk you through a couple of things there. Now, the only other order of business for me on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with your technician. Like I said, we do still have one spot available today. That would be at 5 o'clock. If we do schedule you for 5 o'clock, it would be scheduled from 5 until 6. The call takes about a half an hour, usually gets to you right at the beginning part of the hour, and we get you off the phone about 30, 35 minutes after that. Would that work out for you today at 5?
No, not today.
That's okay. We'll look to tomorrow. The calendar is pretty wide open. In fact, yeah, it looks like with the exception of 2 o'clock, which is their lunch break, there's at least one spot available every hour between 9 a.m. and then that last one again at 5 o'clock. Did you want something kind of mid-morning or early afternoon or later?
If you've got the 5 o'clock, that would be great.
Yeah, we'll do 5 o'clock, but tomorrow and not today. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on that call as well, just in the very beginning, just to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any questions you might have before handing it over to them. If I am already on a call, they'll just call you directly. They'll take really good care of you. They'll have your file. I did want to add a little bit of extra protection here on your account, whether I'm on that follow-up call or not. Just a question and an answer. Anyone who calls you moving forward, especially like in 5 business days or so, when your website is up and active, if they're saying that they're with Google or even if they're saying they're with Local Splash, they would first of all need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. If they're calling you and they can't give you that information within 30 seconds or so, just politely let them go. If they're asking you for more money, just politely let them go. Like I said, the voice verification is already attached to your account, and it's pretty clear. It goes once a month for $1.99. And also, if anyone calls us and tells us that they are with G's General Repairs and Maintenance, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we may occasionally ask you for the answer to the security question. Your options for the security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. George, which of those would you want for your security question?
Let's do first pet.
First pet. And then what is the answer?
Zoe, Z-O-E-Y.
Z-O-E-Y. My brother used to have a dog named Zoe many, many years
ago. Yep, she was a Border Collie Lab mix.
Oh, really? His was a tiny little Maltese. Kind of yappy dog. Border Collies and Labs. I grew up with Labs. I grew up with Labs. King was our first one when I was a real small child, but I grew up with his son, which was Prince. But yeah, I love a Lab, and Border Collies are so smart. So I've got that in here. Got to type it in twice, and it has to be in lowercase for whatever weird reason. Oh, did you happen to receive either the text message or the automated email that our system should have sent out to you by now?
Yep, and I went ahead and clicked on the link, and honestly, I went through that and just went ahead and clicked and signed as well.
Gotcha. Yeah, so you're already on that next page. As I refresh my screen, I see that it updated. You can stop. You don't have to do that next page that asks you for a username and password. You're seeing that, though, because it's the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon for your tracking system. Our automated system thinks both that the tracking system is active already and that you're trying to access it now, so it's asking you to log in. Neither of which is really true. We do need to do your client interview first for us to create that content for you to then have on your tracking system. Maybe a day or so after tomorrow's client interview, you'll receive by text and email both your username and a default password. You can change the password if you like. Some people never do. That's totally fine. I'm going to send you, though, by calendar invite, your username, which has already been created. It cannot be changed. Luckily, though, it's easy to remember. It's your phone number, George, at least the one we're talking about here, talking on, I should say, the 217-778-5978. Just numbers, though. No dashes, no spaces, no parentheses. Your calendar invite's going to say local splash, C-I-E-N-G. That just stands for client interview conducted in English. And it's got your username, your name, and then your phone number with all the dashes and parentheses and things. You're all set and squared away on my end. Tomorrow at 4, you'll receive through our automated system a email reminder that the call itself is scheduled at 5. Oh, the other thing that you should be getting if you haven't already, and refreshing again, it looks like it did get sent out to you, was the action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. If you want to open that up now or later, there's going to be a link on it that allows you to kind of facilitate the sending of any photos, pictures that you've got. It doesn't have to be everything on this list, but anything you can send will certainly help us to kind of expedite the process. Google has recently, and by recently I mean only about 6 months ago, made the entire process of getting PIN verified just a little bit more comprehensive, all by design, all wanting to make sure that the businesses that are on Google, especially on the first page, are actual legitimate businesses that would, of course, answer the phone and provide the services listed when called. So any information you can send our way, any tools or equipment, your work vehicle, I mean, obviously there's not a physical workplace. Usually Google just wants to see where you park your work vehicle when you're not using it, any business card or anything like that. Is the business itself licensed and or insured?
Yes.
It is. Okay, great. That's going to help us, too, if you can send us that information. Like I said, there is a link on there. Are you, like, Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday? I mean, is it just nights and weekends? I know you've got the other job.
It's nights and weekends when I'm not working my full-time job.
Okay. Our client interview technician will get into details about those hours and all the other things that I had mentioned before. Are you taking anything besides cash and check, credit card, Venmo, PayPal, Cash Apps, anything like that?
I am doing credit/debit cards.
credit/debit card. Okay, I'll put that in the notes too. Gotten a little bit of a head start there for my client interview technician who should be calling you right at or a couple minutes after 5 o'clock tomorrow. Like I said, I actually do hope I'm in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you. It was a real pleasure speaking with you today. I'd certainly be happy to say a quick hello to you tomorrow. But in the meantime, I did want to say welcome aboard. I'm pretty excited to get that going for you. Looking forward to getting that website built and getting your phone ringing and, of course, earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Awesome. Thank you.
Pleasure speaking with you, George. Take care. You have a great rest of the day, sir.
You too.
Thank you very much. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.